Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That. You've got the podcast where we ask and you answer. So this week, we asked you which one thing you find easy that others find difficult, and the other way around. Okay, so I've got a lot of difficults, but not many easies. So where do we start? Driving.
Yeah.
Riding a bike.
Yes.
Maths.
Yes.
I'm sure there's loads of others.
I've got loads on here, actually, that people can't do. I mean, there's one I've just looked at, which is, I mean, we'll go through it and I'll confess when we get to it. But mine is maths. I used to be really good at mental arithmetic. I did my GCSE a year early and got an A.
Did you? Well, you must be good at maths.
I swear to God. Honestly, a friend of mine, my best mate, thinks it's a joke. Honestly, they've got to a point now, they've known me long enough, and they say it's getting worse. I can't, if it's something like 27 and 73, no, yeah, no, not 73, no, like 27 and 69.
Oh, don't ask me.
There's panic. And then as soon as, the thing is, then I start to think about it, and start to go, oh, it's 23 plus 70 is...
Do you do the hold over the thing?
I think where it went tits up was when I used to sit down with my kids and do maths. And then I do like the old school, like 70s style maths. And they're like, oh my God, what's that? And then they just did a thing called, is it called chunking or clunky? I don't know what the hell it's called. And they're like, this is how we do maths. And I remember going and seeing a teacher going, what the chuff is this? This is how we do maths now.
I'm surprised you even, at any point in their lives, I've never been able to sit down and do maths with the kids. That would have to be Nick.
They were like six. And I thought, oh, I can do this. And like, I remember doing like long division. Oh, you know, you did long
division. Oh, I don't understand long division.
Or just simple adding up. You know, you write it down and you carry the one over. You know, you put it on the doorstep, you know, on the little thing.
Do you remember like for O-level and it would be... things in brackets,
yeah,
and all of
don't.
And okay. I'm not being funny, Kat, but have you ever used any of that?
Well, here's the big thing. No, because I've got a bloody calculator. No, I mean, I did then. I then had to do...
Algebra, that's what it's called.
Oh, God, that's what it's called. No, absolutely. When there's an... No,
am I
equations.
Making this up? Was there a cos and a sin? And,
yeah, cos
and then, tan. And then, and then you had to buy... I remember my mum couldn't really afford the calculator. We had to buy this certain calculator.
Still do.
Which has got a cos and a sin and a something. Yeah, but they're about a quid now. You've probably got them on your phone. But back then, actually, they were quite expensive.
Texas Instruments.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I can't even do basic maths. I mean, I don't even get me started on actual maths. When have I ever needed to use a quadratic equation in my life? Never. But I do play a lot of cards. I play a lot of cards and I play a lot of darts.
Well, that is actually good for your mental maths.
Yeah, but I've not improved. Don't get me started on backgammon.
I've said this before, but I used to work at greengrocers and you had to do the mental arithmetic in your head.
Oh, I used to work in a pub. I just make it up. I get somewhere.
But they're not pissed in the greengrocers.
Oh, fair enough. So no, maths, but there were lots of people, weren't they, that said maths.
Maths was the number one thing that is hard for you that you feel is easy for others, but there were many, many others. I mean, I think the second one's driving, or more to the point, parking.
So I'm really good at parking.
That's the thing.
I'm really good at parking.
That means I think you've got a mathematical mind then.
Oh, I so do not have a mathematical. I can't catch a ball. I cannot catch a ball. If you throw a ball at me, all you'll see on my face is panic.
I'm quite good at that.
I cannot catch a ball. I can't hit. I can't. I mean, cricket is my idea of... Rounders is genuinely my idea of hell.
You see, I was captain of the Rounders team.
Oh, God.
And I was okay at tennis, although I never pursued it. I couldn't do it now.
I am also shit at tennis. I've had more tennis lessons in my life.
Have you got dyspraxia? Well, I mean, I know you don't have to give it a name, but it's like you're just the coordination.
No, because I was really good at badminton.
Oh,
I know. Really good at badminton.
I am so jealous. I always say to Nick, I married you because you can park on a tanner. You can just park into any space.
So can I.
Reverse park and stuff. And I'm
parallel
like,
park, reverse park.
Wow.
Yeah.
How have you done that?
don't know. And the other thing I can't do, which you can't do, and this is the next thing, riding a bike.
What's that?
I don't know.
People laugh at you for that. People laugh at you that you can't ride a bike more than they laugh at you to say you can't drive, actually.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. Oh, do they? Oh, God. Okay. I can't. And you know what? I've got a scar on my leg to prove it. I literally cannot. It's balance. I don't know.
Funnily enough, I can balance. So say if I'm in like a class and you're on, you know, everyone's falling over because you're on one leg, and then you have to do it with your eyes closed and all this.
That's different because that's your core.
I don't think. Is it?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean,
I can do that, so can but I can't like skiing. I can't ski. Well, I've not tried, if I'm being honest, but I think I'd be rubbish.
I've skied since the age of two.
Oh, of course you did. I've said this before, Ivanka Trump.
Bog off.
But no, I can't do anything like that. I mean, no, riding a bike. I've tried and tried and tried and tried.
I've not tried very hard. The one place I could ride a bike, I surprised myself, Amsterdam.
Oh, well, everyone rides a bike.
I know, and it's really flat. And I think they were quite good bikes.
And they're all bike lanes, so you're not nervous about the traffic and all of that.
Well, you said,
oh, this is something I'm terrible at, Kat. Someone said wrapping presents. Don't ever ask me to wrap your present.
I'm quite good, actually, but I detest it. Like, actually, actually hate it. I would rather pay for a gift bag than wrap a present. I hate it. Part of the fact is because I've absolutely no idea where the sellotape is, ever. So that puts me in a really shitty mood to start with. Then you can't find the end of the bloody sellotape.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, God. And then, or if I remember years ago, I bought the dispenser.
Oh, the one that does it for you.
Yeah. But then, of course, some bastard in your house has used it and left, like, you take it off and then it goes to the white paper.
It goes to the white paper and you're trying to stick a present down the white paper.
You shitty gits.
And then you can't take the empty roll off and put a full roll on. So the dispensers kind of...
You can.
Neither use nor
the ones I could.
I could never work out.
Oh, okay. I could. I bought the big industrial old heavy one you used to get like at school and in an office. I bought one of those.
Yeah.
Primarily because I thought one day I'm going to lamp it with, you know, lamp someone with it, but never did.
Oh, thank God.
Good, yeah. Hey.
No, wrapping present is not my forte. That's made me laugh. Someone can't sit cross-legged.
Do you know what? That's quite common.
I know
quite a few people who can't.
What do they do then instead?
I just think,
is it like one leg's up and one leg's down?
They just find it really, they just, I think it's probably your hip flexes and... Maybe your knees, I don't know, but I know a couple of people who really struggle.
Throwing a ball or a frisbee, well, that's hand-eye coordination, isn't it?
The really weird thing is, a frisbee, very, very good at doing frisbee. A ball, forget it.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
There's got to be a reason for that.
No, I don't know. I don't really care either.
No. Again, riding a bike, swimming, cooking, the list goes on.
Lots of people can't swim, you know.
I know, and a lot of people did say swim. I don't know, we had to when we were kids. We were made to at school. I remember just having to go every single week.
Well, the only two sports I could do were swimming and skiing. So, I mean, don't ask me to do netball or lacrosse. Jesus.
I wouldn't say I'm a brilliant swimmer, but I'm a competent swimmer. I remember having to buy a new pair of pyjamas because
that's
we had to
saving.
Do.
That's
do you remember?
That's not swimming.
Yeah,
that's
but it was
saving.
Like we were at Scotch Barn Baths every single week. We'd have to go and do swimming. And
I had to swim every morning, 6 o'clock.
Who did?
Me.
Why?
Because I was a county swimmer.
Oh,
did you not know that?
No. A county swimmer?
Yeah. I'm a good swimmer. Don't be so surprised.
When did you stop?
I stopped when I was about 15.
Just really fed up of getting up.
And do you know what? I remember actually, I used to train at the same place, at the same club that Mark Foster used to train at. And I remember...
Who?
Mark Foster, swimmer. And I remember they suddenly got, you know, we had a psychologist that came and sat and talked to you. And he basically said to the coach and to my mum, you make a stop. And they're like, no, but she's really good. No, she doesn't want it. And they're like, do you want to do it? And I was like, no, I'm not bothered.
Most people don't do it to any level unless they're really, really dedicated.
You
even
have
then,
to.
it's, you know, such a slim chance, isn't it?
I also had, I saved up my money and got highlights, and I had like these 3-colour gold highlights.
Oh,
and
it boring,
made my hair go green. Yeah. I had greens, and I was like, do you know what?
That's the most important reason.
That for me was, you know what, I don't like doing it because it made my hair go green. I hated it.
Hair that broke the camel's back.
Green hair. I found it so boring.
I can't think boring. Of anything more boring than swimming. That's the thing for me. Like, my sister's a really good swimmer, and she, like, will do a mile at a time. When she's done the mile, she's happy. I'm like, I can't think of anything worse. Yeah. Like, mine was running. I loved running, and my mind would just, you know, get into the zone. But swimming, you're just going up.
I know. I always said, if I could listen to music while I was swimming, it would be a totally different story.
You probably can.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, you can get like earpods that are. Yeah, you can.
Can you? You must be able to.
Yeah.
Well, if not, hello, Dragon's Den.
No. We've still got our toothbrush to get through, haven't we? Working out how to use Instagram, I still can't tag people. I think a lot of people, because you're an Instagram native, I'm not, but I'm competent. I think a lot of people don't, you know, they're not really all that with social media, are they? I mean, a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, aren't. Even though we keep telling them to listen to us on Instagram.
I mean, to be fair, you know.
Follow us on Instagram.
You know, when we've ever had anything technical to do. I mean, it's as if somebody. Yeah, it's as if somebody then just starts to talk to me in Swahili. It's like, I can hear what you're saying, but I've no idea what to do with that level of information.
But it's like flat pack furniture. Once you just kind of, you know, embrace the fear, it's actually very simple, isn't it?
Well,
Do step one, step two, step three. Once you know, you know.
Yeah.
Whistle as in proper fingers in your mouth. I'm really jealous of people who can do that.
Yeah.
That one, not.
I can't whistle at all.
Try. How can you? Really?
No, can't whistle. I can't whistle.
Name that. Give me a tune. I'll whistle it.
Oh, okay. Well, if I give you a tune, I'm going to know what the bloody hell it is, aren't I?
I know, but then I can tell you.
Okay. Rock DJ by Robbie Williams. Don't know where that came from. Do you know the song? Because that's not it. Okay, let's do another
one.
Bloody hell. Okay, what about this is really pressure. What about Dancing Queen ABBA? Oh, that's really good.
I'm laughing. Oh my God. Oh yeah.
I'm so impressed.
Yes, I can whistle. I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't think I've come across it. I can't whistle.
This person here and me.
No, and you.
I can't whistle. I can't click my fingers either.
Oh, that's another one.
Is it?
Someone says, clicking my fingers, I can't do it. She could do it a little bit better with one hand, but not another. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh, God, I'm so jealous.
I can do all that. Absolute nonsense.
There is nothing more twatty than trying to click your fingers in a thing and just sounding rubbish.
Why do you ever have to click your fingers?
Because I quite like it. Like that.
Waiter.
No.
Taxi.
Oh yeah, yeah, all the time. No, I don't know. I just like to go. I could do it like that. I don't know.
Oh, do it like that. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I love it. Eating with chopsticks. Well, you don't really have to do that. Do
I love eating with chopsticks.
Now, this one. Are you good or bad at this? I'm going to say you're good. Map reading. The greatest invention in my universe has been sat nav. I can't read a map. I cannot read a map.
Shut up.
No. I'd have to do it all. No. I can only just follow.
Google Maps.
Yeah, my Google Maps.
I actually think Google Maps is also more difficult because it's...
I love Google Maps.
Well, the problem is I find with Google Maps is that when it comes up, I can't work out where I am. If you're in a... Oh, my God.
Oh, when you start... Yes. Oh, that's the biggest problem with Google Maps. You have to just turn around in a circle and you look like a right div.
I know.
Until you stand in the right way.
I had it the other week. I was going to Paddington and I had to go... You know, you have to get a train and you go to Paddington, sauntering along on the train, on the tube, and it just goes winging past Paddington. And I ended up at like that, and literally 8 people in the carriage went,
it didn't stop.
It didn't stop. That's the way I was planned engineering work. So I went, how am I supposed to know that? No one knew, it didn't say anything. Anyway, so I had to go to Warwick Avenue and then walk from Warwick Avenue. What's the next stop along?
Never heard of it.
And walk from Warwick Avenue. It's a Duffy song as well. Anyway, walk from West Warwick Avenue to Paddington. There's only one tube stop. There's only half a mile.
Oh my God.
There was me and this other girl. Tried to get a taxi, no taxis. And I said, look, it's going to be quicker to walk. The pair of us, just honestly, just like turning around in circles, crossing the road, walking a bit, walking back. She's, are you going to...
You ever tried to style it out where you've walked past the same crowd of people about three times?
We look like, and it's getting later, nearer and nearer to our train. I'm nearer, like, oh my God, oh my God. And then you stopped it, that panic. The panic.
Did you make your train?
Yeah. Oh, sweaty God. As hell. And that's when I got my blister from a bloody sand, but let's not talk about it. Anyway.
Oh God, right. Let's motor on through some of these. I think that's in the wrong bit. We'll bring that up later. Knitting, what's that about?
Fair enough.
I don't know.
No.
Following written instructions, again, fair enough. Clicking my fingers, yeah. Can't do it. We've been there. Winking. Can you wink?
Not really. Not without looking like a little bit.
I love winking.
Like I've... Oh, no,
can
not
do
really.
The other...
Can't the other eye.
You're not
no.
a natural winker.
This is true, as she's watching me now. Well, I'll show you my level of winking. On the... No,
oh,
it's
no,
not...
That's a strange blink. Okay. Tying a balloon. Why do you need to tie a balloon?
Can't remember.
Blowing my nose. I thought that was hilarious. You can't blow your nose.
That's interesting.
You know when your kid's a baby,
and
you have to teach them to blow
yeah.
their nose, don't you? Maybe
teach
maybe
them, you
they were never taught.
Blow the nose, gargle.
Gargle?
My, yeah, if you've got a sore throat, you have to teach them to gargle with, like, gargle with salt. Best thing for a sore throat. I don't hold any truck with medicine, so I do obviously give them medicine, but I'd rather for a sore throat first off. Yeah. No, it's just easier. If they've got a sore throat, gargle with Disprin aspirin.
Okay.
And the other thing, swallowing a pill. Teaching your kids. You remember doing that?
Oh, then we go, oh,
yeah.
This made me laugh. Organised dancing, electric slide, the Macarena, root scoot and boogie or whatever. Don't know what that is.
Don't know.
Did I ever tell you about? Have I told you this? Have I told you this and shared it with listeners? Nick would always dread going to a certain friend's house because they'd always, in the course of the night, put slide to the left. Slide to the right, cha cha cha. Do, do,
do, do, and you just have to get do, up and dance.
Yeah.
Oh, good God, who was it?
I'm not telling you.
Do I know them?
Yes.
I know exactly who it is.
And you just end up dancing to it. What's it called?
Don't know.
Deaf song. Deaf. And I couldn't. I can't
oh,
my, dance
did
anyway.
Did Nick just go for like French exit and go to the loo at that point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That is weird.
Yeah. Using a tin opener.
I could not do that. 4 years. Couldn't use a tin opener, couldn't cut bread straight. If there's a big loaf of bread,
oh,
and
yeah.
I cannot
right
cut
angle,
straight
it?
Bread. And
yeah.
I also used to be able to not. This is really bad. I'm better now. Open a door. If
open
a door's
a door. Oh, no,
door's
I've got
quite
one.
Stiff.
Right, what? Can I tell you this one that really made me laugh? Oh, God, where? I always pull a push
yeah.
door or push a pull door, even if it clearly states it with a sign.
Yeah, always. Always. Always.
I'm guilty of this next one. Remembering which way is east. I need to say, never eat shredded wheat.
So do I.
Never eat shredded wheat. Yeah.
I still wouldn't
know if it was which. You know, and sometimes it gives you instruction, walk in an easterly direction. Like, well, am I meant to know where east is?
Well, you have to know where north is to know where east is, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Anyway. Banking on my phone or, in fact, anything involving downloading apps or following links. Again, you've got to bite the bullet on that.
Yes, I'm actually good with that. Do you know what?
Left and right.
Right. I have to say, quite often, I will do a little.
I do.
Do you?
I have to pretend I've got a pen in my hand. I'll go right and I'll do
right
that.
Or left.
Like I'm holding a
yeah.
pen. God, it's not just me.
I do that, yeah. They should just go, can't see me doing it. If someone does, like, do you not know your left and right? I'm like, no, I do. That's my right, because I've done that, so I know.
So we're making a pen sign.
We'll
here.
Show you. We'll put it on the
yeah.
thing.
At skiing, well, we've been there. Using left-handed scissors, even though I'm less left-handed. Okay.
Any of your family left-handed?
My niece is left-handed. Yeah.
No, but no, so the boys aren't immediate?
No. Oh. No. Are yours?
Yeah.
Are you?
No. My mum was. And my brother is.
Oh, that's yeah. interesting.
No, one of mine is left-handed.
Interesting.
Yeah, only one.
Excel.
Oh,
just,
dear
I
God.
Don't even start
don't,
Excel
an Excel spreadsheet.
No.
Absolutely
no.
not anyway. I mean, you used to be quite good at PowerPoint years ago. I mean, we're talking 20 years ago. No, 25 years ago. But an Excel spreadsheet has always been the bane of my life, and I don't think I've ever actually done one. I think I've delegated the task.
Yeah, I think it's the right thing to do. Eyeshadow, walking in heels, saying no to snacks with booze, dating. That's from the same person.
Love it.
Poached eggs.
I wouldn't even attempt.
Me neither.
No interest.
Sitting and relaxing, and yet my husband is an expert. See what she did there.
Oh, I can do that. That's okay. I'm so good at doing that.
Get this, I've never seen a magic eye picture. That must be very frustrating.
Neither have I.
I see it straight away.
I cannot see it at all. And apparently, my years ago when I had something in my eyes, it's because I've got stigmatism.
It can't be because, Kat, I've got everything.
Well, I can't see
I've
it.
Got everything wrong with my eyes to the point of near blindness, but I can see a magic picture like that. I'm going to clip my fingers like that. John Lennon in Lime Street. Seen it before you can even say it.
I cannot see it. Never ever seen one.
Funny,
and actually, one of my kids who's got, you know, always had really, 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 really bad eyes. So it was patched, was under consultant care for 6 years.
Yeah.
That's at the end when she finished her, when they finished the course and achieved this is what it is. She had amblyopia and they said she'll never be able to see a magic eye. Mm-hmm. I know. And I just thought, but they said it as if like, never be able to walk. Never seen magic. I was like, all right, bother. Take that one. Thank you very much.
Right.
Take that one for the team.
Oh, God. This was me when I was driving, merging onto a motorway without thinking I'm going to kill everyone. Yeah.
Okay.
How am I going to do this? How's that? I just used to do it and not.
What?
I know. I used to just think,
please,
well, you should
drive.
Have moved it.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Oh, my God.
And financial planning and blowjobs from the same person.
Interesting.
Like to know how she knows other people find that easy.
Let's move on very quickly
to the stuff you find easy and others find hard. Reverse parking into small spaces.
Hello,
well, that's
me.
I can touch my nose with my tongue. Oh.
No. I'm tongue-tied, so I won't be able to.
You can't get your tongue anywhere.
You say that.
Oh, all right, moving on. Drink as much alcohol as I like and never be sick. Oh, that's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
I'm never sick.
Was that you?
No. No.
This one's a right show-off. Essay writing, BSc, multiple BSc, MSc, post-grad modules and MSc, all distinctions.
Well done, you.
Ooh.
Well done. I mean, that's, yeah, well
what
done.
Should you listen to us?
I don't
right,
know.
Right, untying knots in jewellery.
Oh, no, I had other patients.
That, I love it. I love doing that. I will spend hours doing it and have to do it to the very bitter end. Because if I don't do it, I'll go mad.
Absolutely zero interest. I can't think of anything else I would least like to sit and do.
I'm good at it. Choux pastry. People say it's difficult. I love making it. 100% success rate. Sweet or savoury? Never tried.
I'm actually, I know we don't cook and I don't bake. I can actually make choux pastry really easily.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then that's the hardest.
No, it's not hard. Well, I don't know. I can do it. You just follow the instructions, mix it, and it works. What I can't do is pipe. So I then, if I'm making profiteroles, I mean, last time I did this was, I don't know how many years ago. Not that many years ago, actually. Lockdown, probably. I have to like spoon it on to a little bit rough and ready.
Oh, it's all right. Rustic.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, we're going to rattle through the rest because we're going to run out of time. Changing a duvet, why do people find it so difficult? Oh, I've been lost in a duvet.
Yeah.
Wallpapering, maths. I'm a maths teacher.
Well, that's cheating, isn't it? That's fair enough. I don't begrudge them that at all.
Harmonising perfectly to any song, it drives my husband mad.
Why is it driving him mad?
I don't know.
Well, she probably sounds like the Von Trapp family, like
all the time.
That
could be me because I kept singing Sound of Music songs the other day and Nick said, can you please now be quiet? I was like,
Oh my God.
I couldn't stop.
I live with an irritating toddler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reversing a trailer.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
I'd love to be able to do that.
I'll tell you in a minute.
No.
Oh,
okay.
We're going to come back. This is another idea for another podcast. I've just had a brilliant idea.
Okay.
I need to write it down.
Oh, God.
Right. Okay. You keep going. All right.
Shit out of anything. Boom. Take a bow.
I'm quite a good speller.
Yeah.
I'm a good speller until it comes to things like double M, double S, like accommodation. Do you know what I mean? Those weirdy words. Like, yeah.
Millennial.
Yeah. I'd have to double think
about that. Painting the house, rolling my tongue. I'm a super recognizer. I can remember faces instantly, even if I've only seen them once. I envy that. I'm terrible at that. Being punctual, dancing. I've got good rhythm. Budgeting, easy peasy. I can do the Star Trek weird sign of two fingers separated. Well, we can. We can both do that.
Is that it? Because I can do it as well.
We can both do it. And finally, getting my knickers on. Sorry, is this something she finds easy that other people find hard?
I'm not going to lie to you. I find getting my knickers on quite easy.
So do I. I've never had much difficulty getting a pair of knickers on.
Get them off is easier.
Hey! Right, it's a wrap, everyone. Thanks for sharing your good, bad and ugly skills. We're now off to practice how much alcohol we can drink without being sick.
Okay.
You'll win.
Probably, yeah. I'm taller than you, that's the only reason. Okay. Anyway, please don't forget to follow us on Insta at Got the Podcast to join in with our polls and mini pods. With apologies to the listener who can't use Instagram. I think they can use it, but they just can't tag somebody. Anyway, yeah. Fingers crossed you're still able to listen. Have a great week and we will see you on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.